Hello, my name is Carol Peters, director of the National Endowment for the Humanities Excitement Web Project and moderator of this 10-minute podcast on educational gaming in the classroom. For the past 13 years, Excitement's mission has been to provide high-quality humanities-based content for K-12 teachers and librarians. Among its content strengths is U.S. history materials for teachers, and we at Excitement are very excited to showcase for Crowner Colony the first installment of a fascinating multimedia tool for teaching and learning, Mission U.S., created by WNET, which also produces the annual Celebration of Teaching and Learning, as well as innovative educational outreach at both the local and national levels, and funded in part by the National Endowment for the Humanities through its Public Programs Division. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce Tom Phelps, Director of Public Programs at NEH, who will talk with Chris Chaika, Director of Educational and Community Outreach at WNET, about the use of quality educational gaming to promote learning both inside and outside the classroom. Tom?
Hi, everyone. My name is Tom Phelps, and I'm the Director of the Division of the Public Programs at the National Endowment for the Humanities, where we've been funding several projects that have to do with gaming, and we're looking at the design of gaming as an educational tool. And we've been working with WNET on a project for a while now and have some questions for Chris Chaika, who is the Director of Education and Community Outreach at WNET. And I would just like him to say a word or two about what he does there. And then I'm going to ask him several questions so that we can try to get to the purpose and an understanding of how gaming is used as an educational tool. Chris, would you like to say something about you and NET?
Sure. Well, first of all, Tom, thanks so much for roping me in and giving me a chance to kind of spread the word about Mission US, because it is a project that is very dear to my heart and very dear to WNET's heart, and we are trying to get the word out to as many teachers as we possibly can. Basically, my work at WNET is that I oversee educational and community outreach work in support of all of our nationally broadcast television programs and actually online productions increasingly. So my job is to extend the impact of what we have as a television station beyond the broadcast into homes, into communities, and into schools.
Well, let me ask you a sort of a starter question, which is this. What games has WNET developed so far in the process of looking at this as a tool for education?
Well, that's a great question. We actually, Mission US, if you think of it as the title of an overall series, and we have developed the first game in the Mission US series, which is titled For Crown or Colony. And basically, the easiest way to think about it is an online, interactive, choose-your-own-adventure novel. And this first mission is set in 1770 Boston. And young people who are playing the game assume the identity of a 14-year-old named Nathaniel Wheeler, who is transplanted from his home in Uxbridge, Massachusetts, and he is deposited in the Boston print shop of Benjamin Eads, who is actually a historical figure who was the pro-patriot printer of the Boston Gazette. So over the course of the game, students get to learn about the structure of colonial society and learn about the rising political tensions in Boston through Nat's eyes. He's kind of a blank slate as he's moving from the country into the city. So as he learns the ropes of his apprenticeship, students are learning alongside him and making decisions about how to best navigate what at times can be a tension-filled and sometimes violent city. In addition to the game that's currently available, the main game is the narrative of Nat's apprenticeship, and it's divided into a series of sections, almost like chapters in a book. In addition to the main game, there is also two accompanying mini games. One that's titled Think Fast About the Past, which tests students' knowledge of colonial history. And one that's entitled Penny Whistle Hero. In the narrative of the game, Nat actually plays the penny whistle, and at various times throughout the game narrative, he has the option of playing his penny whistle. So we created a mini game that is kind of an homage to the popular video game Guitar Hero, where kids can play the penny whistle and play colonial era songs.
That's very interesting. So we have here a narrative, we have here a story, we have here history, and we have here ways in which those who participate in this game can learn. And as they learn, the next question I would have for you is, how are educators, teachers, if you will, involved in the development of this game so that we can be assured that the game will do things like meet standards? There are always questions about that.
Absolutely. Well, it's very interesting. Well, in addition to, I should say, in addition to the video games on the website, there is an enormous, enormous set of teacher resources available directly off of the website. And I also should chime in and say that the website, the game, the educational materials, everything is totally free. You don't have to pay a subscription fee. You don't have to be a member. It's all available for free. So one of the things we really thought about as we set out to create Mission US was that we wanted to make this as accessible and applicable for teachers to use as we possibly could. So on the website, in addition to the video games, there are literally hundreds of pages of resources for teachers, ranging from primary source documents to vocabulary activities to document-based questions to background historical information on the characters and the settings of the game. Really, we've made it so that teachers, any teacher, can find something that is applicable to the way that they're teaching social studies and their social studies curriculum in the Mission US activities. So because classroom use was such an important part of the development of Mission US, we have been in teachers pretty much every step of the way and talking to them about what they would find useful, kind of polling them on potential topics for games, getting feedback from them as far as what types of classroom activities would be useful, what types of classroom activities would not be useful. So they've really been involved in the development very steadily throughout the last couple of years. Last fall, we had a group of about teachers who reached about 400 students across the country who tested the game and worked with an external research company. And the most exciting thing we discovered was that not only do teachers really enjoy the game, but students love the game. And most excitingly, our research company discovered that kids who had played for Crown or Colony actually had demonstrable gains in their learning as far as their awareness of the era, their understanding of the political tensions in the era, methods of boycott, chronology of events leading up to the revolution. There were gains in all of those knowledge areas, which was, of course, a huge lift to all of us when we said, you know, we've created something that is not only useful to teachers, but helps students learn.
So we know then that they have learned by playing this game a lot about the revolutionary period. You talked about this as being a series of games, only the first of which has been so far developed and actually some monies by the endowment going in to develop this. What's next beyond the revolutionary period? How do you see this as something that would cover all of American history, some of American history? What are you thinking about?
Well, we're very excited because as Mission 1 has been launching, we've already gotten underway with developing Mission 2. Right now, we've got a plan for three additional missions that will be getting rolled out over the course of the next two school years. The next one, Mission 2, that is going to be debuting next spring, is called, tentatively called, Flight to Freedom. And it focuses on a young woman in the years leading up to the Civil War. And it focuses on resistance to slavery.
How do you think games will be used inside and outside the classroom? Will this be an ongoing use of these games by students and the public as well?
You know, I think it is the next big frontier as far as education goes, not just for social studies instruction, but all different types of education, I think, are really going to be seeing some changes as far as how gaming is used. I mean, I think many, many people can remember playing the video game Oregon Trail as they were growing up. It's been around for close to, I think, 30 or 35 years. And, you know, the game was mostly used as an extra or a thrill or a, you know, when you're doing your unit on Westward Expansion if we have some time left over, you can go and play this fun game. What we're trying to do with Mission US and what I think other educational software developers are trying to do is to provide a resource to teachers that instead of being a frill or an extra, it's really a central departure point for classroom exploration of a particular topic. The great thing that we've done with Mission US is made it so that it's both streamable and downloadable. It can be played in a one computer classroom or a multiple computer classroom. Students can play it in class, students can play it at home. Basically, anywhere where they have a computer and an internet connection, they can get on and play the game. So, you know, I think as game developers and folks think about developing future games for social studies or other topics, you really have to think about that. How can you make this as flexible as possible, and how can you make it something that supports the curriculum the teachers are already teaching? So it's not, you know, an added responsibility or, you know, a chore or something that is not necessarily salient to what the teacher is already teaching. But I really think, you know, we look at students today, they are living Jetsons lives, and they are already playing video games. They're already getting information from video games. So I think it's an enormously untapped avenue as far as reaching and teaching students.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for your time. I know that you at WNET 13 are very proud of what you're doing in terms of gaming for the classroom and outside, and we at NEH are extremely proud of having supported in some way your work up there so that we can see how gaming works in the future in an educational way. And we're extremely proud to have this as a connection to our own website at Sitement. And to sum up, I want to hear just another word from Carol Peters, who's the head of Excitement here at NEH, and she will thank you and sign off.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Tom. And, you know, we really deeply appreciate the support of the NEH, and we're looking forward to continuing to work with you as the future projects move forward. Just wanted to point out all of the games, the teacher materials, everything can be found online at www.mission-us.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you too, Chris. This has been a really wonderful and very, very enlightening discussion. And I want to thank you, Tom, as well, for all your help. And thanks to the audience for listening. And I want you to note too, the NEH website, www.neh.gov, and the Excitement website, http://excitement.neh.gov. Again, thank you all. Goodbye.